For its 10th anniversary, Philly Music Fest looks to continue what built the annual event into a launch pad for the local scene and a welcoming party for the artists who have left an impact. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more on shows taking place this October.
From October 12th through the 18th, shows at independently owned venues will host intimate performances by acts used to playing larger rooms. The first iteration of the festival took place in 2017 at what was then called World Cafe Live across two nights.
It was unconscionable that it would be 7 nights or even 2 shows in 2 different venues in the same night.
Greg Seltzer is the festival's co-founder. He said in addition to growing in size over the last 9 years, the festival has donated over $600,000 to various local music organizations.
So every time we've considered growth, which has been incremental, we've determined whether the growth maximizes or increases impact. And if it doesn't, we don't do it. So the last 4 years, we've been at roughly a week of shows, and we feel pretty good about the impact that a week of shows has on the music community.
Tickets are on sale now for shows that include headliners The Dillinger Escape Plan, RJD2, and Sweet Pill. A surprise headliner for Ardmore Music Hall will be named in August, and tickets for that show will go on sale at a later date. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.